I'm David Ekman, and I do work for an organization called Becoming What God Intended Ministries. And it works nationally and internationally. Just last week, I got back from a trip to Beijing and then Qingdao, which is where the Olympic racing events were held, boat racing. And then we went over to Singapore. And I'd like to tell you about the Beijing Project and enlist your help if the Spirit of God prompts you that way. Let's see how this works. A dramatic wave of the arm. Ah! My confidence is growing every second. You don't, in China, have a name as a title for your organization with the word God in it, for very obvious reasons. So in China, we have a Chinese name that's translated as the International Research Center for Family Life. One of the reasons we picked that name is for the last 20-plus years, I've been doing research on how family and cultural background affects adult functioning. It's a great area of interest to me. So we took that name, and our purpose in China is to profoundly influence the culture through the universities. We have received an incredible invitation that did not originate with us, but is entirely the idea of the Chinese educational officials. Aha! Now that's interesting. You see those tens? Those tens weren't original with the program. It has gone through the net of Microsoft version something. Those tens mean nothing. Anyway, but the content means something. The Chinese Ministry of Education plus the Communist Committee of Beijing for Propaganda and Education, plus the Association of Counseling and Research for Beijing, has invited us to train and retrain the psychology teachers and mental health workers of the 26 universities in Beijing. The reason for that is that the universities may well have the highest suicide rate in the world among the universities of the world. The psychology teachers estimate that 75% of their students are struggling with depression, that the majority of them are struggling with anxiety. Because of the single family policy, the pressure on these students to perform and to perform well is incredible. And it leads to tremendous levels of pathology, psychological issues. And the psychology departments recognize that they are not prepared to deal with this. So over the last few years, I've been lecturing at the universities, and 2 years ago, they asked me in our organization to bring over teams of counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, to help address these issues by training the psychology teachers and the mental health workers. So I've recruited psychology teachers, and here are their qualifications. They have to love the Bible, love the Lord Jesus Christ, be professional, be other-centered, be professionally qualified, and be nice. Nice is very helpful. Nice is very important. They recognize that all of us who are involved are evangelical Christians, and I'll illustrate that as we go along. Next slide. The reason for this is over the last, actually 5 years, 3 years is strange, lectured over 20 campuses in Beijing and in other areas. This actually is a picture of a campus in Qingdao in the English department at the University of Qingdao. And I was lecturing on gender differences and homosexuality and lesbianism. They took the largest lecture hall in the university, filled it up with 500 students, and then we ended up with standing room only. And the time went way beyond the scheduled time because of their level of interest in the topic. Next slide. One of the fascinating things is that in China, they have voluntary mental health classes that are incredibly well attended. When they told me they were voluntary, when the professors told me they were voluntary, I assumed, like American students, nobody would show up. But everybody shows up because they deal with relationships, mental health, depression, anxiety, and how to avoid suicide. They are packed. This is one of those classes, and you can tell that I'm there because that was the coat I was wearing that I took off. There are over 500,000 university students in Beijing. And I have been asked to write a mental health curriculum for those students. It's incredible, the open door. And we're writing it in English and Chinese. It'll have video with it, PowerPoint with it, lecture plans with it, a full-blown mental health curriculum. It's quite something. Next slide. We've been going over there now for 2 years. And at this point, our estimation is that 600 and plus of the teachers and mental health workers have gone through our training. Every one of them receives the curriculum as we're developing it. There are 260 members of the Association of Counseling and Research from the universities in Beijing. Every one of them has received this curriculum, which is based on Christian values. And they're perfectly happy to receive the curriculum and use it. The 40 plus, just back up a second, the 40 plus and 70 plus are other people that we train who belong to Christian counseling groups in Beijing. Next slide. Here are some of our team members. Just keep hitting the space bar. Something should happen. That's okay. That shouldn't have happened. That's part of our team. We'll leave it at that. Move on to the... Oh, okay. Do that again. That was cool. Nope, don't do that. That. Okay. Those are 5 of the 6 teachers we took. Now hit the space bar again. This is our translator, Xiwei Wu. She is translating all the material into Chinese. That's Richard Yu. He's a pastor from Contra Costa County who translates for us. That's Regina Ho. She's our China representative. And then that is John Davis and his wife, who is the pastor of the largest international church in China, who is a rabid supporter, fanatical supporter of what we are doing. Next slide. This was my class, and there's 3 pictures in a row. This was just taken 10 days ago, and we snapped 3 pictures in a row, and it was just funny to watch. They look young, but they are not young. And they are, or except for those 3 individuals who are trying to make me look foolish, I think. And then the next slide. Oh, go back one. Go back one. Let me point a few people out. This lady is Cynthia. She is the secretary of the Communist Youth League of the Capital Normal University, a huge university system in Beijing. I was talking to her 10, 12 days ago, and she was talking about how difficult it was to counsel university students, and I agreed with her that it was difficult, and then she said this. She said, well, it's easier for you, though. You have God. We don't. It's very hard for us. Then she also took some DVDs I had that are based on a Christian approach to dealing with addiction, and she's making copies of them for the other teachers. Very interesting. And then another teacher was asked, what is the difference between this group, this team, and other people who come in and give instruction? And the teacher's response is, these other teams leave us with a sense of hopelessness. Your team leaves us with a sense of hope. Next slide. When they're done, in whatever class they take, they receive a certificate of completion. Certificates are powerful things in China. I did not know this, but that certificate permits the recipient to teach the curriculum at any university in all of China. We always bring in some Christian workers as part of our classes, and they receive that certificate that gets them into the university so they can share Christian values. And if anybody wants to talk about the gospel, which many do, we can share the gospel with them. Out of casual conversations with these teachers, a number have made professions of faith. Next slide. That is the certificate, and I, again, did not realize how valuable that thing has turned out to be. Next slide. I'd like to pass this along, which is, if you'd like to take one, and it's a brochure that describes what we're doing, and we're looking for people who would support this project for 12 months at $100 a month. Why? About 6 months ago, a foundation that was supporting us went financially south, fell apart financially. And so we're having to make up a shortfall for this project of $3,000 a month. We expect in 12 months that that shortfall will be taken care of completely, but in the meantime, we need some bridge contributions. So if you're open to it, the math comes out to $100 a month for 12 months, get 30 people to do that, or organizations to do that, and we're well taken care of. And quite frankly, we're well on our way to meeting it because people are very supportive of this project. Next slide. Not only, the middle part represents the Beijing project, but we also have going on in the churches training for Christian training that we do with Christian counseling groups. And we have a long-term goal of opening up a fully professional counseling center in Beijing. Beijing and China is the Wild West of counseling. And our strategy is to get solidly biblically based principles into the Christian counseling centers and into the culture itself via Christian values. Next slide. Here are the topics we teach, and notice number 3, dealing with a performance-based culture. Next slide. We're now to our sermon.